At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good evening. The show begins tonight. Obamacare. Michael Toth of Civitas Institute looks at the 13-year-old program that doesn't work, except for the subsidies the government passes out to the insurance companies. The original idea was young people will pay extra to take care of old people and sick people. Didn't work out. There are remedies. Michael recommends them. Right now, the shutdown, I learned from Michael, is about those who want to extend the subsidies, in other words, the government paying for everything, or those who want to stop the subsidies and limit them age and demographic limited. That's the argument. More and more, it's a one-payer system, and maybe that's what the original intent was, but Congress right now is debating, or not, they just aren't voting to subsidize. We can move on from subsidies in Obamacare to discussion of the Gaza ceasefire, the prisoner exchange, which is going bumpily. All wars end raggedly, takes patience, takes years. And in this war's instance, there's no reason to believe it's ended. The ceasefire is in Gaza, but there are other fronts. Much to say with Jonathan Schenzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Then a conversation about China's in the Middle East and how it's not getting any attention, but it needs Iran's oil. It needs oil from Russia. It needs the passages from Russia to China. Not a good position. Not a good look. China's got problems in all directions. The collapsing economy, the deflationary cycle. Russian war economy is in no great shape either. Michael Bernstam joins to talk about how when Donald Trump used the word paper tiger to describe Russia, the Kremlin is really upset and has been chest pounding all week to make up for it. The Russian economy is struggling. The unemployment is started. They've started layoffs. More China. Conversation with Andrew Collier. Conversation with Teresa Fallon. Conversation with Gordon Chang, my colleague. We don't see anything that can be done except for to take the recession depression they're in and do away with the subsidies and do away with the Chinese Communist Party that holds back the entrepreneur class. That's not going to happen, I'm told, not immediately. So China will continue to believe that it can export its way out of the hole that it's in. Well, yes, that's right. They're just digging it deeper. Conversation about space. Bob Zimmerman joins to comment on Callisto, a project that was started in 2016 by the European Space Agency and its partners. The idea was a grasshopper, that is a reusable first stage. Falcon 9, SpaceX. Almost 10 years later, nothing has happened. Now they're looking for 26 or 27 for the first test. More than 10, 12 years to build something that SpaceX has used hundreds of times? There's no secret here, I'm told. Bob said, there's no secret. There's no magic formula. Just do it. Bob uses this example to say that governments have their place in space no longer. They move at a different clock. More conversation about China and the bad situation that it's in. Conversation also about, with John Cochrane, about the Swiss Central Bank and how it makes money for the cantons by taking risk. John Cochrane of Hoover Institution says, unwise, but they're good at it. So we watch the Swiss National Bank, the Swiss Central Bank, play the stock market with its billions of dollars. A sovereign fund, I think sometimes they call it, but this is the actual bank doing it. Simon Constable's in the south of France talking happily of the four dogs. Two dogs are visiting him, Gertrude and Thorndike or something to that effect. They're Jack Russells, the Queen's favorite kind of dog. Jack Russells apparently are all over Britain. I've not seen one in Connecticut yet. I'm sure they're here. Just haven't. Anyway, the four dogs, Simon's two, Lara and Juno, are getting on with the two Jack Russells. Although Jack Russells have a high opinion of themselves, apparently it hasn't come into play. We also discuss the Starmer government and their struggles with the Chinese spy case, where the two men who are accused of spying for China or passing secrets get to walk out because, well, I can't actually explain it. As Simon says, it's pedantic. Something to do with how they weren't told that China was an adversary when they stole secrets. Okay. And then later on, a conversation about the regulations that are now being cooked up in state capitals across the country for AI, anticipating that there'll be regulatory capture of all aspects of artificial intelligence. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Here it comes. Early days. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.